Sean, Radio Life and Style, and in the studio with me right now is one of those men who knows a thing or two about money, which is a very good thing to know about, especially if you don't have any. But maybe he can help. His name is Marnus Steenkamp from PSG Wealth and Insure. Marnus, welcome to you, mate. Nice to have you along on the morning show.
Good morning, yes. Good morning, David. Good morning to the listeners.
I noticed in our business brief this morning that the Rand has hit recent highs against the dollar, as prospects for interest rate cuts in the United States sent investors pouring into emerging market bonds. Who knew that there could be money to be made in this kind of environment?
Yes. Yeah, well, I think relative to the offshore markets, South Africa's interest rates are still quite high, and I think that's what the offshore investor is looking for, the higher yields, the higher interest rates that our government bonds can offer.
Well, it doesn't mean, of course, that money is flowing into South Africa to do good things with it. It's really just a mechanism, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a mechanism. I think there's a lot of concerns regarding structural problems in South Africa from a political front. But as we'll unpack probably later, there's still pockets of excellence in South African companies. And if you actually look at the top 10 performing stocks in the last 12 months, it's all been resources and mining companies.
So you seem positive and buoyant about the fact that there are these pockets of excellence, which is wonderful. You know, generally speaking, one only gets, unless you're involved, you're invested like you are in the actual, the bigger picture, shall we say, financially. But generally speaking, I think South Africans at the moment are concerned about the country and about the future and the political situation and the economic. One hears about all these companies, big companies closing down and thousands of people being potentially now geared to be laid off. And it just seems like the unemployment rate is soaring. It just seems so depressing.
Yeah.
But you've got a different view.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say a different view, Dave. I think we've had these discussions for the last 5 to 7 years where the local sentiment has always been very bad. And the question has always been asked, shouldn't we be putting more money offshore? And I think we've always been of the opinion that, yes, you should have a good diverse mix of offshore versus local equity exposure. But like I said before, there is still very good South African companies in South Africa. I mean, look at the Springboks. If everything in South Africa was going to be so bad, why do we have such a good rugby team, you know? And the similar for corporate South Africa. There are very good South African companies and stocks out there that have got good business models with good management. And those are the kind of stocks that we'd like to pick out for our clients and invest in. And we align with very good fund managers, the likes of Allan Gray, 91, PSG, and Coronation. And those folks do a hell of a good job of identifying the opportunities in South Africa. And that's why we say that stock picks is going to be a very important factor for the next couple of years and has been the last 5 years. If you look, and those investors that were willing to take the risk on South African stocks got very well, we've got very good returns for the last 5 years since COVID.
And you're confident that you're managing things for your clients in a way that is going to show good returns and that ultimately the future, irrespective of what is happening currently,
yes,
you've got a game plan and it's a good one.
Yeah, I think it comes, we understand risk, and I think that's what we get paid to do. We understand what we'd like to think is good advice. And what we've learned through the time is that you need a diverse portfolio that has got good exposure to mining industrials, good exposure to the tech stocks in the US. And if you had aligned your portfolio, I think with good advisors, good fund managers, you got really good returns in the past, even though we were very negative about so many structural problems and governance issues in South Africa. And if you stayed invested and you were patient, you made a very good return. And there's no reason that should be the case going forward, because nothing's really changed. 5 years ago, unemployment was low, confidence was low, but we were very happy with, and corporate South Africa was very happy with the GNU results. Although it's questionable whether they're a good government or not, but corporate South Africa received the results of the election very well. And since then, we were saying a year and a half ago that South African stocks were undervalued, and we've seen a very good rally across the board in South African equities. And then, of course, with the gold stocks and the mining stocks delivering up to 180-170%, the top performing stocks in South Africa.
Wow. It's interesting when you listen to a man like Marnus talking and you understand that it's not all black and white. There are various different shades of opportunity. And if one is prepared to talk to the professionals and get the right advice, there's a very interesting future. I know that the stargazers in the political firmament say, you know, what's happening in our country is, well, it's regrettable and hopefully things are going to improve. But even in the current lineup of the stars, lifestyle in South Africa, if you are fortunate enough to be able to have a little bit of a nest egg and an investment that is producing, and if you're fortunate enough to live in an enclave of considered excellence, pretty much like Belito, there are other places in the country that one can look at and obviously gives you a similar kind of lifestyle. But the pundits are suggesting that no matter what the political landscape delivers, life in South Africa for those that are able to afford it is going to continue pretty much on its current trajectory, which is wonderful to know. Unfortunately, not for everyone, but, you know, hopefully things even out and eventually we return to a path of the rising tide lifting all ships, and there it goes. But even in the worst of times, if you're well invested and well guided, and you're fortunate enough, and I have to stress this, that to have worked hard and delivered a kind of lifestyle that you're currently enjoying, you can continue to expect that for the future.
Yes, I think, and it, like you alluded, is saying to have good advice and good guidance. I think, you know, we've got people that are specialists in their own field, doctors, you know, advocates. We'd like to think that we're specialists in our kind of field. And I think if you align with, I think there are not just companies like PSG ourselves, there are many other good advice-driven companies. And if clients go and seek the right advice and got the right guidance, they would have had very good growth in their capital in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. So that's really why you have done well and continue to as an organization, as a company in the greater North Coast region, which is expanding and growing rapidly, attracting lots and lots of interest.
Yes. Yeah. I think if you look at the amount of dollar millionaires that have emigrated to the North Coast, you know, from Mhlanga to kind of Blythal kind of area, it's attracting a lot of dollar millionaires, people there, and it's there after the lifestyle, as you said, to live in the Belito bubble, if we may say it. So it's a very good lifestyle. There's a very good community here, and we've been very fortunate enough to align ourselves. All of our advisors live in the greater Belito area. We're part of the community, you know, and it's been a blessing to be part of this journey in the last 9 years. We're going into our 10th year next year.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
10 years, and the growth has been spectacular. I think the trend is upwards. We seem to be earmarked as a region for continuous good investment in the property sector, good investment in the business sector, and the growth seems to be pretty much guaranteed. And I say that because I'm fairly well connected to what happens, and some of our folk in the property and the legal fraternity are saying this. It's very interesting to see this international interest, huge international for property acquisition, based around the Club Med proposition, for example.
Yes, I've heard the same kind of talk about potential Air France giving direct flights from Paris to Durban, and the other one is potential direct flight from Atlanta in the US, because apparently the Americans and the French are the Club Med's major source of customers. And if we get those kind of international tourists to visit our North Coast, you know, the Belito area could potentially be the next Cape Town.
Yeah.
I mean, go look at what the property prices have been like in the last 5 years. You pretty much doubled your money in the last 5 years if you had a property in the greater Cape Town region. So, and then of course those premium properties in Clifton are being bought up by the Europeans.
It's, I think, fair to say that one obviously has a cautionary overview always because things can change. But generally speaking, at the moment, it would appear that there are these pockets of excellence that are set to not only just continue, but to grow. And that's very exciting indeed.
Yes.
Because from there, good things emerge in terms of finance, in terms of investment, in terms of opportunity. And maybe this is the way forward. I think a long time ago, folk have turned away from looking for a political solution to all sorts of issues. Yes. And it's now hard fundamentals. It's going to come, I think, from civic society, finance, investment.
Yes, and I think, you know, if you look at it from the political point of view, because that's been driven a lot of the negative sentiment, I think that could change. I mean, we've already seen a change in the, yes. in the previous election. People are voicing their concerns through the way that they are voting. And that might change as well in the next government. So, you know, the next election, and we might see a different kind of government. And once the old people that we feel that have been the source of the problem have been eroded or outvoted, that could create another wave of optimism and a new wave for the new South Africans, those ones that you have also mentioned that are actually really struggling, the ones yeah. that don't have basic services, the ones that don't have bank accounts even, you know. Those are the ones that really need all the government's help.
Yes.
And hopefully they will vote in such a way that they will vote for new people. People that would also give them all those basic services, but then also would align their policies to be good for our economy, and especially we need more economic growth. I saw an article last week about the percentage growth on under each president, and unfortunately under Ramaphosa we've had the lowest growth rate at 0.8%. You know, even under the Zuma regime we were growing at 1.4%. And with Mbeki over 4%. So it hasn't been a good time under the leadership in terms of economic growth under our current president. And that might change for the next president.
Well, that brings us to a very interesting point because I think it's not if it changes, but when it changes. I think South Africa is going to rebound spectacularly. You alluded to the fact that lots of stocks are undervalued here. And there are these pockets of excellence that, given a chance, will become... Well, you know, shall we just say that they're going to thrive?
Yes.
And of course, then the country starts to look really exciting again.
Yeah.
And we've got huge potential. As you said, look at our sporting sides. Look at what we've achieved.
Yes.
Look at South Africans at the forefront of all sorts of endeavors.
Yeah.
We produce good people, generally speaking. So, people then produce good results, generally speaking. And the future, I think, we've been through some very, very turbulent times. It's not over yet, but I believe we're coming to the end of a cycle. And then, you know, once things go, the pendulum swings one way, it's got to swing the yeah. other. The yeah. wheel goes round, it's going to turn. And if you're okay right now, you know, hopefully hanging on to a dream that is yet to come to fruition, it's going to happen shortly.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to that.
Yes, and it starts with a plan. And I think, you know, a lot of people, it doesn't just happen overnight. You know, you have to focus your attention, your consciousness on what you want to achieve. You know, you aim at nothing hits the target every time. So you need a goal. You need to be able to look at and work towards your financial goal. And I think they read it from our perspective. That's where it starts. Even if you start small, you know, you have to get into the discipline of saving. If you get into the discipline of making sure that you stay within your budget. You know, a lot of South Africans are living on credit. You know, that's a big, very big problem.
Yeah.
And you're paying away a lot more of your disposable income and interest. So these are some fundamentals that you can work on from your own perspective. But then, as I said before, you know, get the discipline, save up, get good advice, and start with a financial plan. And that's why professionals like us are around, is to help our clients start through that kind of wealth journey.
And that's Marna Steenkamp from PSG Wealth. You understand that they are the experts in the region. And if you are looking for direction, if you're looking for guidance, if you're looking for good investment advice, you could do a hell of a lot worse than chatting to Marna and his colleagues at PSG. They are available and very, very knowledgeable. The 10 years of expertise and growth proves the point. Lots of customers that have had the advantage of the PSG touch, and they're looking for you to help you to direct your future towards the gold standard. So, Marnus, those listening that want to get in touch, what is the best way to do so?
Oh, no, go to our Facebook page, PSG Wealth Belita. Get in touch via email or can give us a call at 0860-888-8810.
And this podcast will be up shortly, so if you didn't manage to write down the number or you're wondering or listening to the gist of the conversation again, you're welcome on demand. Marnus, thanks for joining me on The Morning Show. We look forward to the next one.
Yes, of course.
The Morning Show continues.